This is lesson one, part two on faith. And as we stated, salvation and faith definitely go together. Our foundational scriptures for faith is coming from Hebrews 11 and verse 1. And it says, now faith is the substance or the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things that we hope for, being the proof of the things that we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith is perceiving real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. So now let's think about that. Our senses are our eyes, what we see, our nose, what we smell, mouth, what we taste, ears, what we hear, hands, what we touch. And this scripture is letting us know that faith is not perceiving things with those five senses. It's having a confirming belief that what the Word of God says, we believe the Word of God over what we see. So we have a conviction that what we believe by faith is real, even though it can't be touched, even though it sometimes can't be seen, heard, tasted, or smelled. Our second reference scripture is Ephesians 2, verse 8, and it says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that we're saved. We're delivered from judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, is not of your own doing. It came not through our own striving, but it is a gift of God. So what is faith? We have a Hebrew word, and it's emunah. And it means a firmness. It means fidelity. It means steadfastness, steadiness, security, faithfulness, as in fulfilling of promises. So when we're talking about faith, we're talking about something that we can count on, right? When something is steadfast, when something is secure. It's also from a Greek word, pistis, and it means a conviction of truth of anything, a belief with a predominance of an idea of trust. So I'm going to believe in something because I trust what I believe in. I have confidence in the thing that I'm believing in. And in the case of our salvation and our faith, our belief is in God and his reliability. Believing what God says in his word by resting and trusting in his promises. Faith is a firm belief. It's a conviction. It's a persuasion. It's an expectation that God will perform all that he has promised to us in Jesus Christ. And the only way that we know what God has promised to us is we have to get into God's word and learn his word. So it's I commend you for even being a participant in these courses, because you are either on your way as a believer or arming yourself to be a disciple of other believers. So faith is an attitude, and it's an attitude of obtaining or possessing something or believing something. And it's possessing or believing it before we see it. And when we talk about doing it before we see it, it's like before it manifests. So I'm believing God to bless me, but before I actually see the blessing of the thing that I'm praying for, I have enough faith in the fact that I believe, one, God is able to do it, and two, that he's willing to do it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. It's the opposite of seeing is believing. So, you know, before you got saved, when we were in the world, or if you're a new believer, you're going to have to leave behind the thought of, I'll believe it when I see it. Because faith is, I believe it, therefore I will see it, or I will receive it. The Bible says that we walk by faith. In other words, we walk by our beliefs and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. The Bible also tells us in Hebrews 11 verse 6, which is one of my favorite foundational scriptures, and I certainly challenge you as you learn and study the Word of God for yourself to get your own foundational scriptures. But this is one of mine, and it's without faith, we cannot please God. And it says, nor can we receive the promises of his word. So that scripture reads, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And that helped me in my growth and in my faith, because I had to first understand that if I was going to have faith in a God, I had to first come to a concrete decision on whether I believe he existed. You can't believe in a God that you don't fully have faith in. And so this is why that scripture meant so much to me. And I'm hoping by my sharing it with you, it would also be a very strong foundational scripture for you. How do we get or build our faith? The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And then Romans 10 and verse 7 says hearing by the word of God. So this is why it's important as a believer that we attend church, because when we come to worship, it's an opportunity to hear the word of God. But it's also good to read your Bible out loud. Reading the word of God out loud, it's coming out of your mouth and it's going back into your ears, reinforcing hearing the word of God. Good radio teaching. Nowadays, we're so blessed, we can pick up our smartphones and download a Bible app and listen to our scripture. I do that on a daily basis. A lot of Bibles have readings where you can go through the Bible in a year. All of these things are good for reinforcing our faith by hearing the word of God. Believing and speaking the word of God without doubting it. The Bible says in Matthew 21:21-22 that we can speak to mountains. Now, of course, we can't go to a literal mountain and speak to it, but sometimes things in our lives seem to rise up so high they feel like mountains. And the Bible says that we can speak to these things. We can begin to say, you know, faith-filled words like, Father, I thank you that regardless of how big this thing looks or how hard it may seem, I can do all things through Christ. You understand? It's not so much that you have to believe in a supernatural, but you have to believe that if I trust God and I involve God, God will come through. James 1:6-8 is also another good reference scripture. Ask God. However our faith is increased, we must use it and exercise it. So ask God. Whatever you're going through, include God in it. Luke 17 and verse 5, Mark 9:23-24. And the amazing thing is it builds your faith, because the more you communicate with God and you see God's hand, the more you believe and you become more aware of God's presence and more excited about your relationship with him. God gives all of us a measure or a degree of faith as a believer. So we can't say, you know, you have more faith than me, or you're a stronger believer, you've been saved longer. No, we've all been given a measure of faith. And trust me, God would not give it to you and it not be enough. Romans 12:1-3. So that measure or degree of faith that all believers were given is enough to get you started on your journey as a believer. Faith can be obtained or built through patience, trials, and tests. And that's James 1. Verses 2-4 and 1 Peter 3-9. James 1:2-4 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And then it says, let patience have her perfect work. So a lot of the things that we go through in life, God doesn't always bring those things upon us, but he will use anything that we will bring before him to develop our faith and make us stronger in our walk with him. So how do we use or release our faith? Through believing, through speaking, and through confessing the word of God and confessing his promises. That's how we use and release our faith. We speak it. How can you speak it unless you know it? So start getting yourself one or two scriptures, confessing those scriptures. You need healing, find scriptures on healing and confess those scriptures. You need financial blessings, find out what the word of God says about financial blessings and confess those scriptures and do what those scriptures say. Faith is activated through our actions and our acting on the word of God. So faith without works, we've talked about that, is dead. Faith can be produced by faithful words or by idle words out of our mouth. So let's clarify that a little bit. So if I go around and I say, man, I can't ever do anything right. Everything in my life just goes wrong. Oh, everything I touch just falls apart. Those are idle words coming out of our mouth. And Proverbs 18 verse 21 says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. James 3 verses 8-10 talks about learning that you know, the tongue has to be tamed. In other words, we're not born speaking words of faith. But when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, he wants us to learn to tame our tongue. Use our tongue to speak faith-filled words by filling our mind, our heart, and our thoughts with the word of God. Then we'll use the word of God when situations come up. Faith and patience also work together to inherit or to produce promises from God. So when I was quoting earlier James 1, and it talks about letting patience have its perfect work, sometimes we go through things and we pray about it. Trust me, believers, God does not always bring us out of everything immediately just because you pray. Some situations that we go through here in this life are elongated, and sometimes God will use them to work out things in us. Sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't. But if we hang in there with God, when we come through the other side, we'll be the better Christian or the better believer or the better child of God for going through it faithfully and patiently. Lastly, in this lesson, part three of how do we use and release our faith, it says faith is in operation when we, the believers, live our life and make sure that our conduct is regulated by and convicted by what we believe and what God's word says. We have to put our trust in him, and we have to be committed that the way that we should walk should be in alignment with God's word, rather than being distracted and doubtful or even fearful by what we see, about the situations and the circumstances that we go through. A lot of things that we'll encounter in life will be contrary to God's word, but we have to have a oneness in sight. We have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 7. Again, there's a quiz associated with this. May God bless you as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of his word.